talk about the fact that your father is a twin. And
he's an identical twin.
Identical twin.
Yeah. They were from a big family. There were about 12 kids in that family. And they lived on a small farm in Iowa, out of Creston, Iowa. Whenever the boys got 15, 16 years old, they left home. There was plenty that left on the farm to do the chores there. And my Uncle Frank, who was the oldest of the family, Dad told me that he left home when he was 14. He's the one that founded the Phillip Petroleum Company. Most everybody's heard of Phillip 66, and he's the one that started that company, the oldest brother. My dad left home, he and his identical twin left home when they were 16, and they went all over the West, and they rode the railroad, you know, the freight trains. They just hop on a freight and ride to where they'd get off and spend a few days here and then go there and anyway. But they saw a lot of country. And the twin brother, this went on, those boys had quite a time. They were in Seattle, and then they didn't go clear to Alaska, but they went up into Canada a little bit and all over the West Coast and all, you know, saw a lot of the West. And they'd get off and work for a couple of weeks, two or three weeks at some kind of a job, maybe as bus boys in a restaurant or working on tracks or building a railroad, you know, with a pick and shovel, whatever they could find for two or three weeks. And then they'd get on a train again and go somewhere else. They were just seeing the country. And in their travels, they got out and happened to be out in Spokane area, and the twin brother, they were identical twins, just the two of them, got sick. In other words, he had an attack of appendicitis. By the time they got him to a doctor and all, he had had a burst of appendix, and this was in 1902 or something, one or two, and a burst of appendix in 1901 and two, and obviously he didn't live. He died. He suffered for several days and then died. Of course, that was pretty devastating to my dad, because there were just the two boys, and they were hell of a long ways from home. And we had the one brother, Frank, who's the older one, was a barber at the time, and he was the only one that had any money. He sent the money to get the brother's body brought home for burial, and of course Dad accompanied it. That's the story.
Had to be a tough journey for your father.
It was terrible loss for my dad, because those twin brothers, it was just like identical twins. They were just almost like the same person. They thought alike, and they were just inseparable. And it was a terrible loss to him, of course.
They were so identical that people had a hard
couldn't
time.
Lots of people couldn't tell them apart. And I've seen pictures of them where it just looks like a double photograph of the same person.
Interesting about your Uncle Frank. He was a barber, and then he made this concoction to grow hair. Virginia,
and he was bald. And he like all the rest of the Phillipses, he got pretty bald.
How could he sell that joke?
What?
Do you think he really sold some of that?
Oh, I think he did. Of course, he wasn't plumb bald then. He was beginning to lose hair by that time.